Peggy Lee.
Now, I'm not familiar with, I've heard the name, I'm not familiar with anything she did.
Fever.
Justin?
No, no. Fever. Fever,
oh,
by
song,
Peggy
Fever.
Yes. With Peggy Lee.
Okay.
With Peggy Lee singing it. Peggy Lee was a great vocalist and a composer. She had such a, I'm trying to think of someone that I can compare her to, or that I can compare them with her. I would say Sade would be a good fit with Peggy Lee music. It's clean, it's simple, it's sensuous, it's strong. And I guess Nina Simone is the same way. Their voice has a way of caressing you. But they also are slapping you upside your head. But you don't mind it. Because it's so good.
Right. Yeah. There's a guitarist who played with Simone. And his name is Rashad Waheed. He's a native of Newport News as well. If you saw the documentary Soul on Hulu, Nina Simone, I think they were the last act on the show that day. And anyway, he's playing with her on that show. He's from Newport News, and he's playing guitar with her on that show. The drummer for The Roots, Questlove, they found the videotapes of the show that was done in Harlem in 1969.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking you was talking about.
Yeah, it was the same weekend as Woodstock. And so it was overlooked, and everything was, all the attention was on Woodstock in Woodstock, New York. But that was going up in Harlem.
Summer of Love.
Yes. Uh-huh. Dear friend, I learned a lot from that guy, and I've been trying to contact him. He still lives in Newport News, and I haven't had any success catching up with him here lately. That was him playing with her, singing and playing. The guy with the guitar with the glasses on. His name is Rashad Waheed. He's in his late 70s, early 80s now. Another hometown hero. Mention him, David Williams. He played with Michael Jackson. He's the actual guitarist playing Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, that little part in the end, the little ding, 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 all of that, that's him. He's playing on Billie Jean, the ding, 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 that's him. PYT, he's all over that Thriller album. If you listen to You and I, Rick James, that's him playing the solo on You and I. This is a guitar solo on the long version, that's David. He lived in Newsom Park. I was the last bass player to play with him before he passed away in 09. He came home in 09 and started a group called, I can't even think of the name of the group because I'm excited talking about it. Hey, I can't think of the name of the band. But anyway, he played until he died. I played with him until he passed away in 09. He was a studio musician in L.A. He was there for like almost 30 years, and he played with everybody. He was the first call session guitarist. Played with Kenny Loggins, Dolly Parton, Steely Dan. He played with quite a few people, and he used to come to the jam session. Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't think of the name of the band.
Davita Williams, a singer.
Davita? Yeah, yeah. That's his daughter, yeah.
And Dana.
Dana, uh-huh. Oh, and he played with Marvin Gaye. If you can find a discography, you'll see it's pretty vast, pretty extensive.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Aretha Franklin, Madonna, Julio Iglesias, George Benson, The Manhattan Transfer, Michael McDonald, Melissa Manchester, The Temptations, Stevie Nicks, Rod Stewart, Dionne Warwick, Shalamar, Go West, ABC, Boss Skaggs, Karen Carpenter, Mariah Carey, Julian Lennon, Brandon Ferry, Paul McCartney, Johnny Mathis, Del Shannon, Chaka Khan, Paul Hardcastle, Kenny Loggins, Steve Perry, Lionel Richie, Jessica Simpson, Diana Ross, The Crusaders, yummy.
Andre
Eddie Murphy, Herbie Hancock, Peter Cetera, Whitney Houston, Monkey Business, Nico.
Well, the name of that band would be there.
Okay.
Not the band he had. I think they knew about that.
Oh, that was just his. Okay.
Yeah, that was after he left Hollywood. Okay.
What advice would you give to the young artists of today?
My advice to any young artist would be practice, practice, and practice some more. Get with like-minded people and practice some more. And be aware that there are lots of things that could be done to make a things better for you because of the internet. I'm not computer savvy, but the younger generation, you know, they can do things that make your head spin. Get as much information as you can. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Be true to yourself. Be a good person. Being a good person is more important than anything else. You know, just being kind, cordial, goes a long ways and it opens doors. And I can say that from experience, you know, in my lifetime. Being nice, being kind, practicing, and learning as much as you can about your craft, not just on your instrument. Learn about the business, because there are people that will do the business for you. But even though they're doing the business for you, there may be other things they're doing for you as well that won't be so much in your favor. Learn about the finances. Everything you can learn about what it is you plan on doing, learn it. Immerse yourself in it. So that would be my advice.
I look forward to meeting you, Mr. Jones. And do you mind if I call you Chuck?
That's fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being interested. You're more than welcome, Miss Pixie.
I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed this too, and I look forward to doing it again.
Okay.
All righty then.
All right.
All right.
You take it easy.
You too.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right.